It's the 18th of November, and today I am with
Tony Lott.
And Tony, you used to be involved in farming, didn't you?
Amongst other things, yes.
Amongst other things, okay. And how long have you been coming to the Countryman's Club? Can you remember?
6 months.
I think it's probably more like a year.
A year.
What do you like about the Countryman's Club?
Just the community, really, meeting people.
Yes. And do you feel it's made a difference to you since you've been coming to the club before?
Well, it's kept me occupied, yes.
Occupied in a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. And I'm also here with Tony's daughter, Ruth. How did you come to hear of the Countryman's Club?
Just by chance, really. I read an article in one of the freebie newspapers, something like the Blackmore Vale, I think, and then I looked it up on the internet and got in contact with yourself.
Okay. And do you feel that coming to the Countryman's Club has made a difference to Dad?
I think it's made a huge difference. He was fairly isolated before, and it's always been a concern of myself and my aunts that, you know, being isolated is not good for your sort of physical and mental well-being, so it's made a huge difference.
How particularly have you noticed that difference in Tony's general demeanour?
Generally a bit more relaxed, especially when he's been to the farm, and he's a bit more engaged in conversation after a visit to the farm, and I think generally a bit more interested in life and what's going around him.
That's great, thank you for that. And in terms of the availability of similar activities out there, the Countryman's Club has been designed to reach out to people who aren't catered for by mainstream services. Do you feel that if the Countryman's Club was no longer running, that there would be any alternative provision for men who have lived a very much outdoor and farm and rural related life, that anything similar out there that would take its place if the Countryman's Club wasn't able to continue?
I'm always looking, and so far I've not found anything that would match the work that happens at Rylands Farm, and it would be a travesty if it ended.
Okay, well, Tony and Ruth, thank you very much for your time today.